So somebody called you in 2021, said your contracting income qualified for a government payroll refund. They filed the paperwork, took a cut of the check, and now every other headline is about ERC arrests. And you're rereading that agreement at midnight.
That's the exact person this article is written for, yeah.
Okay, give me the numbers, because I think the numbers are the calming part here, weirdly.
They kind of are. IRS criminal investigation has opened 545 ERC fraud investigations, more than $5.6 billion in claimed credits, tax years 2020 through 2023. Of those 545, 75 have produced federal charges. 38 defendants convicted, 18 sentenced, averaging 21 months in federal prison.
545 open, 75 charged. So roughly one in seven even reaches a charging stage.
Right. And read against millions of ERC claims filed, that criminal docket is small. The article's blunt about it. Criminal prosecution is rare and reserved for willful fraud. The civil side is where most bad claims get handled.
But you're about to tell me there's a catch in there somewhere.
Two. One, that funnel's still filling. Cases opened in 2024 and 2025 hadn't reached charging or sentencing when these figures came out, so every number in that table was expected to grow. Two, and this is the number I'd tattoo on the wall, 97.4%.
97.4. That's the conviction rate?
In prosecuted COVID fraud cases, yes. Across the whole COVID docket, which is 2,039 investigations, $10 billion in attempted fraud. IRSCI doesn't refer weak cases, so by the time agents finish and justice files charges, the thing is close to decided.
So the leverage is...
before a referral. While it's still civil. That's the whole point of the page.
Wait, back up on ERC versus the rest of the COVID stuff. How do those compare?
ERC is about one in four of the COVID investigations, 545 out of 2,039. On the sentencing side, ERC is 18 defendants averaging 21 months. All COVID fraud, it's 1,028 people indicted, 569 sentenced, averaging 31 months.
31 versus 21.
Correct.
Let's do the thing the listener actually wants. They didn't invent employees. They got sold something. Where's the line?
Willfulness. That's the term. Intentional violation of a known legal duty. Prosecutors have to prove you knew the claim was false when it was filed. The fact patterns in those 545 cases go way past aggressive marketing. Invented employees, fabricated businesses, stolen identities, preparers who filed hundreds of claims they knew were false.
And an honest business that got misled?
The article says that exposure is normally civil. Repayment, interest, penalties. I want to be careful. I can't tell you where your facts land. Nobody can from a recording. But that's the distinction the statistics themselves are drawing.
Fair. Now the part nobody wants to hear. What does the civil side actually cost?
There's a worked example. Promoter files $50,000 in claims across two 2021 quarters. One person contracting business, never ran W-2 payroll, never eligible. Mill keeps a 25% contingency fee, $12,500. You banked $37,500.
And the bill is $37,500?
No, the recapture is the full $50,000. The Mills fee doesn't come back to offset anything. Add the 20% accuracy-related penalty, that's $10,000, and you're at $60,000 before interest, on money where you only ever saw $37,500.
Ouch.
And if the IRS establishes fraud instead, the civil fraud penalty is 75% of the underpayment. On those numbers, $37,500, roughly everything you received. Severe. But still civil, not criminal.
Say the escalation sequence for me. Slower this time. I want people to hear the order.
Five stages. One, examination. They open a civil review, ask for payroll records, gross receipts, shutdown orders. 2. Disallowance or recapture. Unpaid claim gets denied by letter 105C with appeal rights attached. A paid claim gets clawed back. 3. Penalties and interest stack, and the interest runs from the date the refund was paid. 4. Collections. Once it's assessed, it's an ordinary tax debt, liens, levies, all of it. 5. Criminal referral for willful fact patterns.
Letter 105C. That's the disallowance.
That's the one. And here's what the order means. Stages 1 through 4, you can still correct, negotiate, arrange payment. At stage 5, your options narrow to criminal defense, and that's work that sits outside what we handle at Clarity. You'd want to talk with your own counsel about that.
Okay, so what are the doors while it's still civil?
Depends on 3 things. Whether the claim got paid, whether it was honest, whether an exam is already open. You can defend the claim if you genuinely qualified, but the burden of proof is on you, and thin records lose. You can withdraw a pending claim, subject to current IRS procedures. You forfeit the credit, but a withdrawn claim is generally treated as never filed.
And if the money already landed?
Amend and repay if the error was honest. Full repayment plus interest. If you can't repay it all at once, the recapture balance works like any tax debt. Payment plan, hardship status. Interest keeps running while you pay. And then there's the ERC voluntary disclosure route, which is for knowing or willful error, requires full cooperation and repayment, and can reduce criminal exposure.
Can, not will.
Can. I'm not going to dress that up.
Is there a deadline on any of this? Because that's the anxious question.
No response deadline on statistics, no. But interest has been accruing since the day the check was issued, and Congress gave the IRS an extended assessment window for some 2021 quarters. Criminal fraud has an even longer statute, so waiting isn't a plan. The balance just grows.
One more. If special agents show up at the door,
politely decline the interview and get representation responding for you. IRS CI agents don't do audits. They carry badges and refer cases for prosecution. If somebody identifies themselves that way or reads you a version of your rights, that's the signal. Don't answer questions first and get help second.
So, next 24 hours, what's on the list?
Pull every Form 941X filed under your business name. Quarters, dollar amounts, who signed as preparer, and the promoter agreement showing the fee they kept. Then gather eligibility evidence. Quarterly gross receipts for 2019 through 2021. Payroll records. Any government shutdown order that hit your operations. Then find out the claim's status. Pending, paid, or already under exam. Because that determines which doors are open.
And if it's a mill-filed claim on a business with no W-2 payroll at all, multiple quarters, or an exam's already running.
That's the narrow set where the order you fix things in genuinely matters, and where what you say first matters. Our enrolled agents will review the quarters and the eligibility math with you at no cost. That's 888-825-7779. Or the 2-minute form at claritytaxrelief.com. Confidential, and nobody's going to pressure you on that call.